UK gambling regulator signals tougher action on digital marketing. The UK Gambling Commission has moved to tighten scrutiny of online gambling marketing and operator compliance. Regulator moves and industry reaction. In a policy update issued this week, the UK Gambling Commission, UKGC, set out more prescriptive expectations for how operators target and monitor digital advertising. The guidance emphasizes preventing marketing that could appeal to children, vulnerable people, or those showing signs of problem gambling, and it underscores the regulator's intent to take swifter enforcement action against firms that breach those standards. While the UKGC stopped short of introducing new statutory powers in the document, the tone signals a shift from advisory guidance to a readiness to pursue higher penalties, license reviews, and public censures where failures are identified. The guidance widens the remit for compliance teams to include algorithmic ad placement tools, influencer partnerships, and affiliate marketing flows that operators may previously have treated as low risk. Industry reaction was mixed. Large licensed operators, including global groups with material UK operations, said they welcomed clarity but warned that the guidance requires rapid investment in data, monitoring, and third-party oversight. Smaller operators and affiliates cautioned that compliance costs could rise sharply and that practical timeframes for implementation would be required. This is the clearest signal yet that the regulator expects operators to treat digital marketing as a core compliance function, not an add-on, said Samantha Reed, senior analyst at iGaming Insights. Operators will need to show robust, auditable controls across programmatic buys, social channels, and influencer arrangements, and be ready to demonstrate how those controls identify and protect vulnerable customers in real time. What this means for operators: under the new expectations, operators must document how they vet and monitor marketing partners, detail risk assessments for algorithmic targeting, and maintain demonstrable proof that advertising does not reach underage audiences or customers who have self-excluded. The Commission also urged firms to build clearer escalation routes between commercial teams and compliance officers so marketing decisions can be reviewed before campaigns go live. Compliance leaders should anticipate more regular data requests from the regulator, including campaign-level targeting parameters, churn and deposit patterns tied to marketing touchpoints, and audit trails for third-party affiliates. Legal and compliance teams are being urged to collaborate with product and data scientists to translate regulatory requirements into implementable controls for bidding platforms and creative delivery. From the practical perspective, operators must bridge the gap between legal principles and engineering reality, said Mark O'Connor, head of compliance at a mid-sized sportsbook operator. That means reworking account-level signals, tightening geofencing, and introducing human oversight in areas where black box models make decisions. The Advertising Standards Authority, ASA, and data protection authorities were mentioned as key partners in the regulator's approach. Where advertising breaches intersect with data misuse or misleading claims, the Commission indicated it will coordinate with those bodies to ensure cohesive action. Market observers expect the guidance to accelerate consolidation in the affiliate and influencer sectors as compliance burdens make scale an advantage. Smaller affiliates could struggle to meet audit requirements, prompting firms to seek compliance as a service arrangements or to exit the market. Operators now face a choice: invest preemptively to align programs with the Commission's expectations, or risk enforcement actions that could include fines, license conditions, targeted reviews, or public sanctions. The regulator said it will MIM, monitor progress over the coming months, and could move to formal consultation on statutory rule changes if voluntary compliance fails to produce meaningful improvements. Expert note: practical steps for firms. To prepare, compliance teams should map advertising supply chains, document third-party contracts, introduce campaign-level risk registers, and run targeted audits of programmatic partners. Firms should also update customer protection algorithms to flag risky patterns tied to specific marketing campaigns and ensure rapid response protocols are in place for suspected breaches. These measures are likely to define the next phase of regulated advertising in UK gambling. Stricter oversight, higher operational standards, and a compliance environment that rewards transparency and proactive risk management.